Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
All the spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being a part of my faithful audience. I notice you listen every week. Whew. And when you don't listen, that's okay, too. I just want to say thank you all. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter how many. Just thank you. One of the things I want to say, yes, I am your world's only, I'm going to say only, happiness specialist. And the reason why I'm going to say only is because I look out in the world and forget that. Every single day, every single moment, every moment of my waking life, every moment, I am consciously making decisions about what I say, about how I behave, about my energy. Now, sometimes, let me just say this, sometimes, just sometimes, my energy, even my energy can dip, and I feel, I'm ready to respond, I'm ready to react, I'm ready to say something that is really unconscious, I'm ready just to react on my emotions, I'm ready to just react on what I'm feeling. Today's topic is anger, and really anger, annoyance, irritation, all of it rolled up into one. You know what I'm talking about. But before we get to the topic, and I also want you to, if you want to call in and speak with me live, you can. The number here to call in, I keep forgetting the call-in number, is 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. And before I get into the topic, I want to make a big announcement. I have a big announcement, a huge announcement. Starting July the 1st, which is a Saturday, there's going to be 5 Saturdays in July. And starting July the 1st, on Saturday, between 10 o'clock and noon, that's 2 hours, 10 o'clock to noon, Pacific Standard Time, California time, I am going to be hosting live Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness on Seattle's, 1150 KKNW, Alternative Talk Radio. You heard me, 1150 call letters KKNW, Alternative Talk Radio. So I've been a guest on Manson Mitchell for probably a couple years. I think I've been on their show at least seven or eight times. And they really like me. Well, who knows why, but they actually are going on vacation, and they asked me to if I wanted to host for those 2 hours when they're on vacation. It's going to be a live show. Your call-in, there's going to be people calling in with their issues, their challenges. I cannot wait. It's going to be, who knows what it's going to be, but I'm really excited to do that. I don't know if you've listened to the show. I've been on Blog Talk Radio for years now, probably six and a half, maybe a little bit longer years. Yeah, you heard me. And I've always said, I want to go on a real radio show, real terrestrial. So here we go. The universe set it up. I didn't do anything but just be a guest on their show, and then I was chosen. So I'm really excited about that. But let's get to the topic. Let's get to the topic. Oh, and if you want to hear more information on that, follow me on Twitter at RLN Norrington, Facebook Reality Spirituality, email info at RebeccaNorrington.com. RebeccaNorrington.com is the website. Okay, enough selling or whatever that is called, marketing. Some of the things that really, some of the questions that the universe has thrown in my face to get over, you know, get over myself, get over the annoyance are, and I've talked about it before, it just happened the other day. It was yesterday, probably about 8:30 in the evening. I was out picking something up. I don't remember. And the lady that was helping me, she says, "Have a great day." Now, I've talked about it before. It's 8:30 in the evening. Why are you saying "have a great day"? And the others, you know what bothers me? It bothers me that people are so unconscious. But see, even I have to get to a point where that's okay. People are doing what they are. People are doing, listen, we're all doing the best we can. We really are. In every moment, we're all doing the best we can, including myself. So what's my problem being annoyed or being bothered by somebody saying, "Have a good day," and it's 11 o'clock at night? That's my problem. The other things that really bothers me, you know what really bothers? I hate having to engage when I don't feel like talking. That's another thing that bothers me. So I'm talking about myself, my anger, my annoyance. And the other day there was another one. What's the other question? Oh, how's your day going? How's your day going? These are simple questions. We all have our little things. Listen, one of the women that I work with during the day, I just found out that she doesn't like the word via, VIA. She says, why can't we just say bye? Why does it have to be via? You know, we all have our little things that bother us or the things that push our buttons, all of those things. And I'm here to say that it's, if you have something that pushes your button, it's your response. I've said it a million times. It's your responsibility to eliminate your buttons. That's it. So you got to work on it, stay on it, stay focused on it till it doesn't bother you anymore. Is that possible? Of course it is. I remember people parking their cars on their lawn, or people parking their cars in an unauthorized parking space, or how about this one? People that get out of their car and they have a handicap sign and they're not handicapped. Oh, they used to send me to the moon. What else? I mean, there's tons of them. But when you really care and when you really are committed to what you are contributing on this planet, you will make an effort every single day to contribute peace as opposed to annoyance and or anger. It's really a choice. But let me get back to the choice thing, because I've been saying it's a choice forever, and I just discovered something. I mean, a realization. Yeah, we do. We really do have choice. But some of you aren't able to make a choice because the anxiety wins, or the ego wins, or your fear wins, or your sadness wins, or your anger wins. So you can't make a choice because these other things win. You can't make a choice because these other things are more powerful than your conscious choice. One of my students, who is, this is advanced, the classes that I teach, the importance of happiness, and this is an advanced class. These are all people that have been in the class more than a year, so they're advanced. And one of the things that I talk about, I mean, I keep stressing, If you are looking at focusing on what anybody else is doing, if you're looking at what anyone else is doing, guess what? And you're in their business, you are always going to find, you're always going to find something wrong or make a judgment about other people. And the reason why you make judgments and the reason why you find fault with other people is because you're making judgments and finding fault with self. This work, what I'm talking about, is a constant commitment to look in the mirror and say, what can I do? What can, how did I contribute? And unless you're able to be really honest with yourself, remember I've said you can lie to everybody else, but you got to be honest to yourself. And unless you do that, look in the mirror and say, how did I contribute? What could I do differently? Then we're still going to be in the circle, in the cycle of nothing changing. And when I say nothing changing, I'm talking about personally. See, this world, even this country, they have their has its destiny. Their destiny can't be changed or stopped. Destiny means destiny. And when you recognize that the destiny of other people, destiny of this country, destiny of the world, destiny of plastic water bottles, who knows? It's really, how do I say this? The only responsibility, no, I'm not going to say it like that because this is what I want to say. Well, listen, it happens all the time. I was going to say before you can get angry. No, listen. This blaming other people and blaming situations and blaming circumstances for how you're feeling is just not the truth. How you're feeling is because of how you're feeling. Your feelings has nothing to do with anything else. Now, Rebecca, oh, of course, well, how can you say that? If the stock market crashes and I had $500 million, so then that's the reason why I feel so. No, it's not. The reason why you're feeling is because you there's been a habit of feeling your feelings roller coaster up and down based on circumstances only because that's what you've been doing all your life. But when you really want to feel something different, you don't want your circumstances or anything external to affect you. I mean bring you up or bring you down. And that can only happen when you make a commitment to self and growth, your growth. Now, the only reason you're looking out into the world and finding fault or finding problems or looking at the world and seeing, oh, it's just chaos is because you do not trust that there is a plan, a divine plan that is unfolding. It's been happening since the beginning of time. If that's the beginning of time. The plan is unfolding. Everything goes in. Life is a cycle. And even our lives are just a cycle. There are different stages. You know, the stage when you're baby, toddler, before teens, preteens, teenager, 20s, 30s, 40s. All of those are stages in life. And one of the reasons why it's so important to me is because I'm on my third stage, people. I've lived reacting to other things and reacting to other people and getting angry and huffing and puffing. I've lived like that. You know, I even had a conversation with my mom. She's the cutest person. She lives by herself, and she can find a reason to get angry, and she's living by herself. I remember my son told me a story when he went camping. It was some extreme camping trip. Trust me, I would never do this. But he was. They sent them away for 3 days by themselves with their own food supply. You know, that's it for 3 days. And the kid told me that he was even getting angry and annoyed. He's in the middle of wilderness with nobody else, and he still was annoyed. How can you be annoyed and angry in the middle of wilderness for 3 days? See, it's not about what happens. It's about your pattern, your habits. And you do have a choice when you make a daily commitment. Let me give you a really quick story. One of my advanced students told a Mother's Day story last week. And she was out with the family, her mother and her brothers and sisters, and, of course, all the in-laws. And one of her brothers, who I guess is the quote-unquote black sheep of the family, you know, he gets really angry, starts cursing, and he even said that they were in a really nice restaurant. Now, of course, you know, he's loud, and he's cursing, he's unhappy. And for a moment, nobody really knew why except for his immediate family. So one of my students, who was a sister, when he got up, when her brother got up to, I guess, oh, it was a buffet, got up to get food, the sister looked to the wife and said, why is he so, what's wrong with him? Why is he so angry? What's wrong? Now, I have a question for you, my dear audience, especially if you've been listening to me for a little bit. What's wrong with her asking, and I don't mean what's wrong with her asking, what's wrong with her brother? Now, this is a student, remember I said advanced, this is a student that knows all of the strategies, all of the behaviors, all of the tools that we talk about. Number one, why are you asking, or why are you concerned about what anybody else is doing? Why are you in somebody else's business? That's a good question. And the funny thing is when you say you have a choice, this woman did not have a choice. She could not help herself. See, it's really about being in the moment and changing what you always do or what you always have done, changing that and doing something different. Now, the change is really small, very, very small, and the change is very slow, sometimes very, very slow. But just even that one change, even just that one little bit of doing something different, that is growth. That is your growth. And growth, well, let me just speak from growth for me, used to be slow and used to take forever. Slow and take forever. But when you make the commitment, prioritize growing, you growing, every single day, it's easy to make a goal, okay, let's see, I want to finish a book, or and I'm not poo-pooing on any of those goals. What I'm saying is add to your goal, add to your intention of growing, of being different than you were 6 months ago, a month ago, a year ago. Be different. And when I say be different, I mean be more peaceful, more content. And when you are more peaceful and more content, it shows in your energy, your vibration, in your actions. The way that the world will be more peaceful is when you, my dear listener, you make peace being peaceful yourself. I was coming out of the gym a few days ago, and there were four kids. I say kids. They looked like they were in their 20s. And there was one girl and three boys, and they were all in this group hug. And the girl was, I mean, they're all group hugging, and it just looked, I'm getting chills now, it just looked so loving. I don't know their relationship, but they didn't look like their family. They looked like people, individuals that had some common reason for them being together. I don't know whether it was a soccer team or coaches, who knows. But they were all hugging each other. It was a group hug. And I was staring at them because, you know, that kind of behavior, I'm drawn to loving behavior. So I actually went up to them because I was in my car and I was turning, you know, I was looking at, I was in their business. I was looking at them. And then I said, and I got out of the car and I said, you know what? And I walked over to them and I said, you know what? One of you has a cell phone. I said, please let me take this picture of all this love that you're spreading. Can I take a picture? And one of the kids said, no, we don't want a picture. He said, we want everything just to stay here. And he was patting his heart. He said he wanted everything to stay with. He didn't want any pictures. No pictures. And you know, I listen. Don't tell nobody, but I'm not used to people telling me no. but because I practice acceptance in every moment, I said, oh, okay. And that's when he says, no, love. And I said, well, let me tell you something. All of this love that you're sharing, I said, I could feel it. I could feel it from feet, you know, yards away. I said, when you're giving out this much love, when you hold it in, that's what I said. I said, when you hold it inside, then I didn't say it like that. What did I say? When you're holding it inside, I said, oh, if you share it with the world, you're sharing love with the world. I said, there's so much love here, so much love, so much acceptance, whatever all that is. I said, you're sharing it with the world. And the kid said, oh, that's another way to look at it. So I'm actually pleading for you, my audience, pleading, begging. If you are serious about wanting change, and if you're serious about wanting to leave this world better or more peaceful, then it's up to you to do that. Not anybody else. It's up to you to do that. And what if you don't get a plaque? What if you don't get get recognition? What if you don't get money for doing that? It doesn't matter. This life, I've said it a million times, is really about the experience. It's the experience without the judgment. Now, driving home yesterday, I was in the residential area, and there was a car parked, you know, it was a stop sign, and the car was parked, and for some reason, I was behind the guy that was right behind the stop sign, and for some reason, the guy wasn't moving, and I sat there for a little bit, and then I looked to my right, and there was a car coming out of an alley. So the guy behind the stop sign, well, whatever it was, the guy in the alley was being blocked by the guy in the stop behind. Well, he wasn't behind the stop sign. He was kind of halfway between the stop sign. So it was a standoff. The guy in front of me was not moving. Now, I'm sitting there thinking, why is he not moving, and what is this guy in the alley, and then I'm finally getting it. Oh, they're angry. Something happened. The guy that's in front of me gets out of the car, starts charging, meaning really running, you know, walking fast to the car that's in the alley, And the guy that was in the, now the guy, the car that was in the alley wasn't being driven by a man, it was being driven by a woman, but the guy in the passenger seat was a guy. So he jumps out of the passenger seat. So now, passenger side, and now I see two guys. One guy is yelling, you're blocking my way. I want to go. You get out of the way. And the other guy's yelling at him back, yelling back and saying, I have the right of way. I don't even remember all of the words, but they were, now they're both out of the car. So their anger is all escalated to another level. And I don't know about you, but looking around, it seems like this anger is just escalating and escalating and escalating. And I'm not even going to say that there's anything wrong with that. Because, again, there is a destiny to this world. There is a destiny to this country. Everyone has a destiny that cannot be stopped. Period. The reaction. Okay, my question is to you. Are you reacting to life? Are you reacting to what happens to you in this life? You don't have to react at all to whatever happens. All you do is accept. And there's a big difference between really accepting and letting it go and not. There's a big difference focusing on other people, blaming other people, looking at other people, finding fault with other people, or just knowing that everybody's on their own path. People are doing the best that they can. Those two guys that got out of the car, they're doing the best that they can. They're caught up. They're caught up in the programming. They're caught up in the, they did something to me, now I got to react. Caught up. Listen, the only way I can say all of this is because I used to be like that. You can't tell that I was a, you can't tell by my voice and my energy that I was a loud mouth, that I was a loud mouth, aggressive, controlling, bossy type of person. You can't get my way or the highway. You don't, that's who I was. I can't tell you how many times I got into disagreements and confrontation and arguments with people. I loved it. Until my life wasn't working, meaning I was always angry. There's always something. There's always something to be annoyed by or angry at. You know what I asked the universe for years ago? Not 4 years ago. Years ago, not four, number four. Years ago. This is what I asked. I asked them, I would like, how do I get rid of my annoyance? I don't have to be annoyed. How can I get rid of that? I mean, doesn't that sound like a nice way to live, about not being annoyed or angry at anything? Is it now? A lot of people, that's not possible, Rebecca. It's not possible. Anything is possible when you're really into the universe and consciousness. Anything is possible. You can change anything. Listen, from me to go to this person with a baseball bat and a hammer in my hand and ready to swing at any kind of slider when the wind blew the wrong way. I'm done with that. I'm over it. I couldn't argue and fight with somebody if I tried. Now listen, don't think that I still don't have my skills. I mean, if I had, and this is what I want to say. However you react, however you feel, is that's acceptance too. Even if you're angry, it's called conscious anger and acceptance. Because the more you practice and the more you want to feel this peace and contentment, I mean, what else is there in life? What do you want? What are your priorities? Seriously, what is your purpose? What are your priorities in this life? What are they? I'll tell you, mine is to have a sense of peace and contentment and ride this journey out feeling relaxed. How's that for a goal? How's that for intention? I just want to be relaxed. I don't want to be tense. No. The mind is very, very powerful. And when your mind has certain ways of behaving and patterns and this is the way I always act, then it's going to get deeper and deeper and deeper. And the only way that change comes is when you just shift just a little bit, and you find, oh, I remember when that used to bother me. I remember when that used to annoy me. I remember when that person would say something. I remember when I used to look at television and I remember thinking that the news, why do they have all this bad news on the news? I remember being bothered by that. It's really accepting everything. Now, for you people out there with hands up and you have causes, world causes and global causes, go for it. But the trick is and the key is the attachments to the causes. Do you have an attachment to, well, if this doesn't happen, See, it's really about being this energy and being able to flow with whatever you're doing, but there's still no attachments. And there's still, it didn't happen. Oh, okay. What's a good analogy? Teflon, a Teflon frying pan. You have to be Teflon. You don't have to be Teflon, but oh, this happened? Yeah, it slides right off. Oh, that happened? Slides right off. Oh, last a week or two weeks ago, $1,600 for a car repair. Oh, okay. It was the first time in my life. First time. Well, actually, this number thing, and it's been easier for me now. I don't care. Okay, I have a credit card. Okay. Thank you. Next. It doesn't matter what happens. It just matters how you're feeling about what happens, your emotions about what's happening. Are you accepting or not? Anger comes from non-acceptance. Irritation comes from non-acceptance. Period. That's it. That's the truth. So if that is, well, not if, since that is the truth, what is your job? What is your job? To practice acceptance. Now, some of you might say, well, I could never, what are you saying? Accept child pornography, accept, you know, what I'm talking about is even deeper than that. Things are going to happen in this world that, quite frankly, if I was in charge, none of the things would happen. There would not be one child that was brought into this world that wasn't accepted and loved. In my world, there would not be one person who was brought into this world and their spirit was broken. There would be no broken spirits if I was in charge. But guess what? I'm not, and you aren't either. Now, what you bring into the world is your energy and your peace. And is it possible to be at peace with all of the chaos and with all of the the things that are happening around you. Does that mean you don't care? Does that mean you're sticking your head in the sand? What does that mean? To me, for me, it means I am going to focus on what I have control over. It means that in every moment when I'm out, my intention, in every moment when I'm out in the world, that I'm not going to argue or fuss or get or be impatient with anyone. What happened yesterday? I was standing in line at decided to treat myself to fish and fries, and I was walking in a building, and there were two guys in front of me. Well, no, they were behind me, and I hadn't really decided what I wanted. Here we go. I hadn't decided what I wanted. So, I said, oh, go ahead, go in front. Now, this was a real test, because not only did they go in front of me, which what I said, go in front, now each of them ordered separately, and then each of them had a long conversation with the cashier, oh, laughing and joking it up. Now, in the meantime, I'm waiting, and they're joking it up and laughing and talking, and I mean, it's really seemed like hours. But it's a conscious decision to be patient. It's a conscious decision to breathe in and breathe out. And it was a conscious decision not to be annoyed with people that are slow and talking and holding up the line. That's another thing, people. Lighten up. When you take anything so seriously, including death, when you take life so seriously, that's the energy that you're contributing. It's really about lightening up, having a little fun in every moment, being relaxed, and going with the flow, going with what is in front of you, going with what the universe is presented. Now, if you've listened, you know I put my house on my house is up for sale. I have no idea where I'm going. I have no idea if it's going to sell. I have no idea about any moment in the future. Zero. And I don't care. You know why? Because I practiced for years being okay, living okay, being okay, being at peace with uncertainty. I don't need to know anything. Oh, just present me, give me what you got, universe. Give me what you got, and I will accept it all. And thank you. By the way, oh, thank you. The practice is the key. What are you practicing in every moment? Whatever you say, whatever you find, whatever you see in anybody else, you own that too. The practice is acceptance. The practice is knowing that there is a purpose for all of it, even if it's the stuff that you would not have wanted, or I would have wanted, or I would have chosen, or I would have designed. It's a different kind of way to live. It's an upside down way to live, but I'm going to my deathbed smiling. I'm going to my deathbed knowing what I contributed. I'm going to my deathbed, and when I say knowing what I contributed, I'm talking about personally. I'm not even talking about anybody else. I'm talking about in every moment, I know that my agenda, my number one, is to be peaceful. That's it. Oh, and be relaxed. The only reason why people get embarrassed is because they care about what other people think. When you care about what other people think, you cannot be yourself fully. You can't. Finding, looking, searching for you, who you really are. You know who I found out I was? I'm not this person running around with a baseball hat and a hammer. No, I'm kind of an artist, kind of hippie kind of chick who's chill and lazy and just doing her own thing and strange hair and all the other kind of stuff that goes with it. And guess what? It's okay. I finally, instead of criticizing self, hey, good job. Good job letting those people go in front of you and not start, and your blood doesn't start boiling. You know, it's the little things. It's everyday life. It's every day. My question to you is this world your trash can? What do you put in? What do you dump out? What do you put out? In every moment, are you dumping your blame and your anger and your stuff into the world's trash can? Again, no judgments, no blaming, no, you got to do it. No, I'm just giving you things to think about, a different perspective, a different way of thinking, just an openness. Just be open to everything. Just be open to all of it, no matter what it looks like. Be open, accepting. Hoo-wee. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at either 7 or 8 a.m. whenever I'm inspired to do the show. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Again, starting July the 1st, I will be hosting a live real radio show on Seattle's 1150 KKNW, the alternative talk radio. You'll be able to call in, ask questions, your questions, what's going on in your life, how can you? I'm really excited about it. Thank you so much for listening to Reality Spirituality. Did I say my website? Yes, RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon. I want to remind you people who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It's about your journey. It's about enjoying the journey, regardless of what it looks like. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Talk to you again next week.
Hey.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Now we get real.
Reality Spirituality.
get real.